Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
New figures out today show just how deep the recession is hitting the job market, with claims for unemployment insurance up 118% in November compared with the previous year. Insurers say the spike in claims shows the importance of the cover, which will help pay mortgage, credit card and other loans in the event of a forced job loss, accident or sickness. But at the same time, the cost of these policies is soaring, with some insurers raising their premiums by up to 20%. I asked Nick Kerwin from the Association of British Insurers how the industry justified the price hikes.
The good news is that interest rates are falling as well. And so if people are looking at their overall outgoings for their mortgage commitments, then that may be something that would help them. But I would say this cover is very important at the moment.
But how can insurers justify imposing price rises? At this time, it's pretty critical for everybody.
The very straightforward reason is that insurers are seeing a huge increase in unemployment claims coming through, and that's a good thing for consumers because it means that these products really do work and the products are supporting people when people lose their jobs. We've just seen the figures for November. Insurers have seen a significantly more than 100% increase in unemployment claims.
That's in percentage terms, though, but in absolute terms, it's only really about 10,000 claims, isn't it? And there's millions of these policies in force. So is that really enough to justify a 20% increase in the cost of cover for everybody who pays for a policy?
Insurers obviously believe it is. I mean, the mortgage payment protection insurance standalone products, it's a very competitive market, and if we see a very significant increase in the number of claims, then that is likely to go through into an increase in premiums.
But the industry is facing a number of challenges, and it's not just consumers, but there's also the challenges of a possible ban on the sale, a point of sale of single premium PPI, and banks are pulling away already. We've seen that with the FSA pressure. So how much are consumers paying for the wrongs of the industry with these increases?
Well, I don't believe that's happening at all. This is purely to do with the increase in the number of claims that we're seeing these pricing increases coming through. I'd say, again, it's very important that people do keep their policies going wherever they can. If they do shop around, people just need to be very clear about what the replacement cover would offer them, because some policies may have an exclusion period at the beginning for unemployment cover. It may well be that if they work in certain industries that cover may not be readily available. So I think the advice would be to do try and keep that existing policy in force. That is likely to give you more cover than a replacement. If you do shop around, just be very careful about what you're buying and make sure it's like for like.
And what about getting cover if you don't have cover now and you're working in a sector that is seeing redundancies? Is it easy to get cover?
Well, if you're in a sector where there are redundancies, then getting cover is going to be more difficult than it's been in the past. And, of course, if you already under notice that you may lose your job, then that won't be insured if you take out a policy.
I mean, this is quite an important point, isn't it? It's about prior knowledge. If you do have prior knowledge of a known event, for example, redundancy, the policy won't pay out. But exactly what is prior knowledge?
Well, prior knowledge is exactly what it says. I mean, if you know that you're likely to lose your job, then your insurance policy isn't going to cover you.
Would that mean a letter from your boss, or would it just mean having an awareness in your firm, for example, that things aren't going very well in this talk of redundancies?
It may be a letter from your boss, but it may also be where there's public information. So things may have been reported in the press about firms being in trouble. So it could take a number of different forms.
Well, that's pretty wide, you know, open to interpretation, isn't it, for, I guess, an insurer to take a view on what prior knowledge was. Is that, it's not really consumer-friendly.
Well, most people, I think, take a very deep interest in their employer and how well their employer is doing and how likely people are to lose their job if their employer is in a difficult position. Provided people don't know that they're going to lose their job, then they can rely on their insurance to cover them.
And the evidence so far is that these policies are doing what they say they will do on the tin for people who are losing their jobs, that they are paying out.
Yes, we've absolutely no evidence to show that that's not the case. These policies are safe. They pay out when people need them to. That's a good thing because these products really are supporting people through these difficult economic times.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.